Hello?
Hi, this is Melissa calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
Please go.
I just got your service request and I want to go ahead and assist you with that. But I do need to get a little information here from you. The number that I just called you at, is that a number that I can send you updates by text message to?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, perfect. And your first name is Nalimun?
Correct.
All right, perfect. Okay, let me get your policy pulled up here. Just give me one moment. And is this policy in your name?
Yes, this is my name.
Is it a new policy or policy has changed in the last 15 days?
No, you haven't made 10 years. This is a new policy.
How old is the policy?
Since last
Last
Sunday.
Sunday.
No.
Okay, what is the zip code associated with your policy?
It's 73139.
Just bear with me one second here.
I'm even looking at the paper here. They even make a mistake with my zip code. They put 73072.
730 07.
I just got this vehicle, man, like 7 days ago or 10 days, and
Yeah, it looks like you're not going to be on our system.
So what kind of this? Because when I get this vehicle, they just gave me this number to
Okay.
call.
So what happens is that you go and pay the insurance, they start the policy, but sometimes they don't get you quite as soon as you need us, okay? So we can what is, do you know the effective date of your policy?
You say that again, please.
The effective date, the date that it started.
On the paper, they say it start immediately, the day that I took the vehicle out of the
Okay. And what day was
dealership.
that?
Yeah. It was 0305. It was on the
Okay.
5th.
All right. And anywhere on your paperwork, do you have a producer code and a plan letter?
Okay. The producer code.
Yes.
One moment, I try to look at it.
No problem.
You know the code says 7 3 8 5 9 star 1 star SUB.
Plan.
Then,
Do you see a plan letter? It should just be like one letter.
No, it's not one letter. They give you the contract number, and they have the V number and the cost number too. That's what they have on the letter.
You said after the producer code, there was a B?
No, I don't see no police report with the B. This is where they gave me a titanium plus 24-hour roadside assistance.
Yeah, it just looks like they don't have you in the system yet. Let me see if we get you in here and get you assisted tonight. And your home address is...
My brother was a cosigner. You want his name?
No. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that we don't have you on our system yet. So if I can't pull up the policy, I can't bill the policy. That's all it is. But let me just see if I can get you in the system, and then we'll get you taken care of, okay?
Okay.
And you're at 8317 Southwestern Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right now, that's where the vehicle is parked. That's not my my address.
Okay, what's your home address?
148 Southwest 89th Street, apartment 121.
121. And is that also in Oklahoma City?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's Oklahoma, correct?
Yes.
And then you said the zip code there was going to be 73072?
No, 73071. That's my zip code.
Okay, 03?
73071.
071, okay. And this is for a 2015 BMW SX5, and it's white?
2017.
Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, and on here it says you need a winching. Is that correct?
No, the engine just blew.
The engine blew. Okay. Okay, yeah, it looks like we don't have you in the system yet. So at this point, I would suggest you reach out to your policy provider, whoever you got the insurance with. Let them know that we do not have you in the system and they're going to need to call on your behalf in order for us to get you in the system, okay? Or the other thing I could do is offer you an out-of-pocket expense. You would pay the service provider directly, and then you could submit those expenses for reimbursement consideration with your insurance.
I don't think that's the issue because that was a protection safety. They told me this was the protection for the car. How did you call it?
I'm not saying you're not insured. I'm saying that you're not in our system yet.
Okay.
It usually takes a system. So I'm not saying you're not insured. So whether you'd be covered for the service or not, at this point, since we are not able to locate the policy, then we would have to have you tonight.
So you can hear me tonight?
I can, but you would have to pay the service directly. Call your insurance and see if they can assist you.
Okay, I'm going to call back.
Absolutely, not a problem, sir. Thank you.